Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode. Today, we're going to be diving deep into the crucial aspect of making your blog so magnetic to keep visitors engaged and convert them into loyal readers and customers. You see, many bloggers and content creators put all of their efforts into driving traffic to their blog through various different blog traffic strategies like SEO, Pinterest, and social media. And while these tactics are very essential, they're not, only part of the equation. So what happens when somebody lands on your blog post and it fails to resonate with them, or it fails to give them the value that they were looking for? And what if your branding doesn't align with their values, or your website isn't optimized for conversions? The answer is simple. They're going to leave, right? They're not going to return to your blog if it's not set up in a way that's going to, be of value to them, or that it really attracts them and becomes so magnetic that they want to binge all of your blog posts and they want to click to every page of your website. They're not going to return. They're just going to click off, and your bounce rate is going to be high. They won't sign up to your freebies. They won't join your email list or make a purchase or take any of the actions that you want them to. And that's why we need to focus on first being magnetic so that they stay on your blog and that they convert. So sure, having a million people visit your blog every month is super impressive, right? But it's meaningless if they don't actually stick around. You need a brand that captivates and a website that is designed to convert. It's about showcasing your true and authentic self, creating a connection with your audience and providing value that keeps them coming back for more. Now you might be wondering, why is this so important? Can I just focus on driving more traffic to my blog? Well, let me tell you on how valuable a single lead can be. A single person who lands on your blog, that one person who lands on your blog has the potential to become your most loyal customer. They can purchase all of your products, share your blog posts with others, or even hire you for their own projects. A single person that comes to your blog can have a significant impact on your blog's and business's success. So where do we start? How do we make our blogs magnetic to create a connection and keep our visitors engaged? It all begins with the foundation. Your blog's foundation is built on three key elements. Your authenticity, to be able to show who you are, and not just a fluffy version of yourself. You want to show yourself. You want to build a brand and website and everything for your blog and your content that is based off of what you desire. You want to talk about the things that you desire to talk about on your blog. You want to, have the branding colors that you love, but also that will attract your ideal customer and reader. So three elements: authenticity, value. So you want to give insane value. You don't want to write content that's not going to attract them. So you want to have an approach that is like, it goes both hand in hand with attracting them, but also giving value so that they stay long enough to binge all of your blog posts. And how do we know how to give value? We need to first do market research on our audience. We need to know them within themselves. Like, we need to know like what they're thinking. We need to get in their heads. We need to know exactly what's bothering them, what they're struggling with, and the thoughts that they have and the moments that they go through on a daily basis and the emotions that they have about whatever they're struggling with. Like, we need to know everything about this person, their pain points, their goals, who they are. And then we need to have, the third one is consistency and optimization. So consistency, we need to be showing up on a regular basis. We need to have a brand that, that I'm going to be showing up here every single week to do a podcast and I'm not going to miss it. And if I am going to miss it, then I'm going to let you know that I'm going to miss it. And optimization. So we need to build a website that is built for optimization, SEO, the strategy, of course. And then, authenticity is about being true to yourself. So I want to dive deeper into these key elements. So authenticity is about being true to yourself and your brand. It's about letting your personality shine through your content, being relatable, building trust with your audience. People are drawn to authenticity, and when they feel a genuine connection, they're more likely to stay and become loyal readers or customers. So I learned a very hard lesson this year. If you have listened to the last couple episodes that I've done, you know that I've been struggling in my blog and business, and I've been very upfront about that. And that was just, you know, my way to be real, honest, and authentic. And, you know, I learned a very hard lesson about authenticity. I haven't been showing up as my most authentic self. I feel like that I've just been, you know, going through the motions, and I've been showing up as like a robot, talking about the same topics, you know, talking about money, 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 making money in your blog. And yes, I know that that was, you know, what I was launching. I was launching the blog monetization method program for a while there, but I felt like a robot, like constantly talking about the same products, constantly creating new products. Oh my gosh, I literally created like 3 courses in the, like this whole year, like 3 courses. It was like so much work. And then launching those 3 courses, like I just felt like I was just, you know, just not being authentic, like just showing up like a robot. And I just hated it. Like I started to literally hate my blogging business, and that's not what you want to do. And then my website, you know, I've always had the pink branding, but I've always thought about venturing out. And then I'm like, no, I don't want to, even though I hate this brand, even though I hate this website, I don't want to, you know, change my brand. But now I am. I'm launching a new website and brand on Wednesday, and I'm so, so, so excited about it because it really showcases like who I am authentically at my core. Like it is me. And I'm so, 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 so happy to like show this. And I'm building my business now to, you know, something that I love. I'm staying true to myself and just doing what I love, because I believe that if you do what you love and you build a business about around what you love, you're going to first, of course, enjoy yourself more while doing it. And second of all, you're going to attract the right people to you, because you're going to have you're going to have that like vibrant energy, that magnetic energy about you when you stay true to yourself, and it's going to attract the right people to you. So next, let's talk about value. Your blog must provide value to your audience. Of course, this means understanding their needs, their challenges and desires, and crafting content that addresses those pain points, but also their goals. So you don't want to always talk about pain points. You also want to talk about, you know, their goals and inspire them and motivate them to achieve these, whether it's through informative blog posts, helpful tutorials, or inspiring stories. The value that you offer will keep visitors coming back for more. And this is not all about how-to content, okay? Value is deeper than that. You can show value by doing, you know, your own stories. Like, stories are really big right now. People want authenticity, especially with the whole AI content that's going around now. People want to see authenticity. They don't want to see AI-generated content. They want to see you. They want to see you behind the brand. What makes you, you? And this is going to be even more valuable if you share your own story and your own experiences and what you struggle with right now. You know what I mean? So really think about how you can go beyond the how-to content or the step-by-step guides, and think about how you can give value in different ways, in more powerful ways. So consistency. Consistency is key to building a strong brand and keeping your audience engaged. It's not about just posting regularly. It's also about maintaining a consistent voice, a branding voice, your voice. Don't overthink, oh, I have to have a brand voice. What's that? Don't overthink this. It's just how you talk authentically. Bringing it back to being and staying true to yourself. You have to talk on your blog and everywhere that you write about for your blogging business. You have to talk in a way that you actually speak. So don't like speak like somebody else if that's not how you actually speak. Don't write like somebody else. Don't try to make it like so professional, or don't try to use AI content because it's not going to sound like you. And then the style. and quality across all of your content. So the style, like how are you formatting your blog posts? And like, are you keeping that consistent? You just have to stay consistent with everything that you do, but also keep it simplistic. You don't want to overcomplicate everything. Just keep it so simple. And this will help you, your sanity and your time. Consistency builds trust and credibility, making visitors more likely to stick around and take the actions that you want them to, because that's ultimately what your website is there for. Your website, your blog posts, everything that you hold on your website is going to make them convert into email list subscribers and paying customers and followers, or whatever actions you want them to take. But those are like the main ones. Whatever actions you want them to take, this is going, like, consistency is going to help them actually convert. So, and then finally, optimization. Your website needs to be optimized for conversions. This means designing an intuitive and user-friendly layout, streamlining the navigation, and strategically placing call to action buttons, okay? But your website and your brand actually really do need to stand out in this 2023 world, okay? Because, like, I don't care what anybody says about how, oh, your website doesn't truly matter. Content is king, blah, blah, blah. We all know that saying, right? Well, if your website design looks like absolute crap and you look like a beginner in your niche, like, who's going to, like, actually, like, listen to you, really? Who's going to actually stay on your website if it's, like, super ugly? They're not going to want to click to your homepage. They're not going to want to click to your about page. Like, they don't care. They're just going to show up for just the content and that's it. Like, no, you want to, like, be like, you want to have a magnetic brand and a website design that is actually built for conversions. And you can do this on Show It. You can do this on WordPress if you're good with code, or I don't even know about WordPress because, like, I haven't messed with that since I was a beginner blogger because it's just way too confusing for me. But there's other platforms that you can use that's going to build, like, a way better website than your beginner WordPress ugly blog design. Sorry, I'm just going to keep it real with you. It needs to actually be built for conversions. I've seen so many bloggers' websites, and their homepage is literally like a static blog post page. If this is you, I'm sorry, but you have to level up. You have to, okay? So when visitors can easily find what they're looking for on your website and are guided towards the actions that you want them to take, and you have a brand that is, like, absolutely beautiful, they're going to want to click to other pages. And then when they click to other pages and see more actions that they can take, they're going to take those actions because, wow, this person is so magnetic, right? Your chances of conversions will increase significantly if you have a really good website design that's built for conversions. And once you have a foundation in place, it's time to sprinkle on the strategic elements. So those are all the foundations that I talked about, but now it's time to talk about blog traffic strategies and where they come to play. So SEO, Pinterest, social media, they're powerful tools for driving traffic to your blog, but they work best when combined with a magnetic brand and website design for conversions. Okay, think of your blog traffic strategy as the icing on the cake. It enhances the whole overall experience, but without the delicious, irresistible cake underneath, it's just not as satisfying, right? So the blog traffic strategy is the icing on top, but the cake is that brand, that magnetic brand. So think of your blog think of your blog as the blog traffic as just the sprinkle on top. And then you want to prioritize building a magnetic brand first, because this is the foundation. And then you can sprinkle on and leverage the blog traffic strategies to attract even more visitors who will be captivated by what you have to offer. There's a lot of strategy behind this, right? There's a lot of strategy and a lot of knowledge that you need to know that comes with actually branding your blog, and a lot of action steps to branding this beautiful design blog and beautiful design brand that is going to make you so magnetic and compelling content. There is a lot of steps here, but that's why I make it super simplistic. And I'm going to be sharing with you guys something that I'm releasing that is going to be extremely affordable for you that you guys are going to like truly love. And this is like the most amazing offer that I've ever created. And I know you guys are going to love it. And it's going to truly help you build this magnetic brand, become magnetic, and build your website design for conversions and launch your blog and start your blog and organize your blog with systems. And we're going to do the blog traffic strategies and monetization strategies. Like, it's going to be everything in one. I'm so excited to share this with you. So stay tuned for that. But to wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this one thought. Your blog has the potential to be a powerful platform for impact and success. And by focusing on creating a magnetic brand, providing value, maintaining your consistency, and optimizing your website for conversions, you can turn visitors into loyal readers and customers who will support your journey and help you achieve your blogging goals. And before I go, I want to let you know that I'm officially launching my brand new website on Wednesday at 9 a.m. So if you want to be notified, you can head over to my Instagram stories by clicking the link below and then turn on your notifications for the countdown timer that I have within my Instagram stories. Or an easier way, you can go click down to my website's coming soon page and sign up to get notified via email. I'm going to be sending an email when it's finally officially launched. Seriously, this website is, oh my God, like I'm so excited to show this to you because it's truly my authentic self. If you're as excited as me, then go do one of those two things or do both so you don't miss it. And, you know, I have completely revamped my whole entire brand. So I've stepped away from the pink, believe it or not. I have built or revamped my services with extended affordable payment plans. And I have built my website to be who I am at my core. And I'm just so excited to share this with you. So I hope you have a great day. And I hope you are excited as I am to check out my website. Okay, bye-bye. Have a great day.